like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Tuesdays with us. And Dave, before we get over to some football, maybe some baseball, basketball getting some transfers, what can you tell us?
Yeah, Bill, Mike White's definitely cleaning up in the transfer portal, which he had to, because your Florida basically lost your whole team from this past year of with guys, you know, declaring and maybe going to try the NBA or you're putting themselves in the transfer portal. But yeah, Charleston Southern, Flanders Fleming Jr. is a guard there from Charleston Southern. Averaged 20.1 points, Bill, 7.4 rebounds from Athens. And I know I think there was some talk that maybe he might end up at Georgia when it was all said and done. But 6'4", 210-pound guy, started 60 games for Charleston Southern, Bill. So definitely a guy who comes in with experience. And, you know, just really, really filling out through the transfer portal after losing Trey Mann and Scotty Lewis, Noah Locke, Quez Glover, Omar Payne, and Asai Osifo, who transferred here to in town in Jacksonville there. But Bill, between Myron Jones, who's a transfer from Penn State, he averaged 15.3 points a game. Brandon McKissick, a guy from Missouri, Kansas City, 17.2 points per game, and then C.J. Felder from Boston College, who, you know, more of a, you know, strong presence there, 9.7 points, you know, 6 rebounds a game this past season for him. There's your transfer. You know, this is a whole new team next year for Mike White, and I think definitely has raised the scoring profile. Based on those numbers I just I gave off there, you do wonder how that translates into SEC play. But I mean, you got a player from Boston College, a player from Penn State, so you know the level of competition those guys play in the ACC and Big Ten are very much equivalent to what you see in the SEC. And now with Fleming coming from Charleston Southern, you know, you do maybe worry about a competition, but it's just different basketball, Bill. I mean, if you're a scorer, you're a scorer. You're going to find ways to get to the basket or put the ball in the basket creatively. So I think they've raised the scoring profile here, Bill. And to me, this is a good thing either way. However you look at Mike White, this – For him getting better players, first of all, as a fan, that's what you should want. You should want the best for your team. But also, Bill, it should cement whichever way you think about Mike White, him getting these type of players should cement your way of thinking either way. If he goes out there and does well with these players, you know, then this cements that, okay, you thought that he's the right guy and he's going to take these guys to the right places. Or bringing in this type of talent, if he doesn't win, it just shows that from the coaching acumen side that he's not getting it done. Because, Bill, talking to the basketball guys that I know, they love these transfers that are coming in from Florida, and he made upgrades in some ways from this previous team. So if he doesn't get it done, if he can't get out of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, if he still struggles in SEC play and goes in as a 6-7 seed in the NCAA tournament, then, you know, it just shows that on the coaching side he can't get it done with a higher profile player. So to me, getting these type of players should tell us more about Mike White in 2021.
Gator Dave with us. Gators Breakdown, the podcast. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on that podcast. What is the latest on the football front?
Well, really just a lot. I mean, a lot of draft talk because of what Florida has going in. And now, you know, there's been a Peter King, you know, a famous NFL writer, I think years for Sports Illustrated or whatever, came out yesterday and said he's starting to hear a lot of Kyle Trask first-round love there at the end of the first round, whether it be a Tampa Bay to learn behind Tom Brady or to the Saints to learn there in their system as well. You know, you have Breeze retiring and you don't have a I don't think they'll be asking Kyle Trask to come in there, but I've seen him mock there a couple times. But you know, places for him that he could slide in late to the first round, and that could give Florida three first-round players. If Kadarius Toney also goes in the first round, Kyle Pitts for sure is there. But it's funny because I was talking with our good friend Neil Blackman, and you know, kind of comparing the whole, you know, what we just said about Mike White, and then comparing, you know, if Florida goes and has three first-rounders, you know, you still ended up with four losses somehow. So it was, you know, a comparison of Mike White getting these types of transfer players and raising the talent profile. And then you look at the talent profile that Florida just had, and they could be three first-round guys, and you still ended up with four losses somehow. And, you know, Florida was in the college football playoff discussion most of the year, and then that LSU loss at the end of the year, inexcusable in the Alabama game. You know, we've talked ad nauseum about that, and you know, played them tougher than everyone else, and then Oklahoma game, make of that what you will. But, you know, still for that talent profile, you know, Florida's going to be on display when the NFL draft rolls around. But I still think it will, people will come back around and ask questions, how in the world did Florida lose four games and all that talent? And you won't look on offense. You know, most of if you follow it close enough, more about the defense there and all the questions that surround that side of the ball.
I know they're not the same player. But what's the difference skill-wise in Mac Jones and Kyle Trask?
That's a good question. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion with that. And maybe Mac Jones a little more accurate overall there. But it's so hard to tell, Bill. And I saw this conversation actually on Twitter, I think, yesterday or the day before. And I was looking at some NFL analysts and their rankings of quarterbacks and their tape watching of both of those quarterbacks. And the big question come up is, how do you grade Mac Jones with that offense and the best offensive line in the country and the best skill players in the country? How do you grade that? Because those wide receivers are so open because they're just better than everybody. And he has all day to throw. And then when you look at Kyle Trask, where it was Ole on the right side of the offensive line with Gene DeLance. I mean, I was talking to a draft analyst yesterday on Twitter, and he was like, the one knock on Kyle Trask that he saw was him escaping the pocket too early. And I was like, well, a lot of that probably comes from the right side of the line, Bill, was so bad in pass protection for Kyle Trask and Gene DeLance there at right tackle. Just time and time again, players coming into his face from that right side. Stone Forsythe from the left side, he's getting a lot of draft love right now. He was a stonewall there on the left side, but Kyle Trask didn't get to have that on his right side. But at least on his right side, he could see it coming. It was in his face. He could see that side, and he would step up in the pocket and make some throws. But I think overall, Bill, if you're looking at it, I look at it as Mac Jones having a lot more talent around him. But I still think he probably still showed a bit more accuracy and consistency in that regard more so than Kyle Trask. But I think there may have been reasons why Kyle Trask showed some inability to be so consistent at times, just because I don't think the talent profile was as high around him. Yes, you had Kyle Pitts. Yes, you had Kadarius Toney. But I think it was just more of those two guys. He was missing Kyle Pitts for a bit of the season, but the offensive lines, Bill, were not even close to comparable with what Mac Jones and what Kyle Trask had. So to me, it's more of a talent profile around those guys, and with NFL a bit with less, and Mac Jones and him having that big talent profile around him.
When's the last time Florida's offensive line, tackle to tackle, was considered good?
Oh, in a way, Bill, I think you can go back to 2018 in Mullen's first year. Didn't start out that way, but I think by the time the end of the year rolled around, you looked at it as you definitely didn't look at it as a negative. And you had Jawan Taylor at tackle, who ended up getting picked by the Jaguars early in the NFL draft there. Wow, but to consider it a full-blown advantage for the team.
That's the point. You can't dial it up.
No, I mean 2012 maybe, but that was such a run-heavy team, and Jeff Driscoll making plays with his legs there and out.
Right.
That was a really good offensive line that could just pound you to death with Mike Gillisley at running back. That's probably the last one I'd point to that they probably had some type of advantage there. But, Bill, you probably have to go back to the Meyer days just to say where it wasn't necessarily a worry and they could create and make something happen and you didn't really necessarily worry about it. But in 2012, the offensive line and the offense was okay, but they weren't good. You know, they on a consistent basis, still a low-scoring ball control offense.
Right.
You have to go back to the Meyer days to kind of just say, all right, the offensive line's there and not a worry, and the offense is going to go score some points.
Baseball, is it tonight? I believe Florida State, right?
Yeah, Florida State, Bill, and probably one of the most disappointing aspects of the Gator Athletics in this 2020-2021 season. You know, preseason number one, not a lot of questions, and that pitching staff, Bill. I mean, starting pitching's not anywhere near where they thought it would be, but it's not terrible. But it's the bullpen, Bill, that they just can't get it going in the bullpen. They get leads and give them up, and then they just lost 2 out of 3 to Tennessee this past week there. So, Florida State, you know, it's always a game. Florida's dominated recent, but did lose the first game this year for Florida State. They don't get to play in Jacksonville this year. They usually have one game in Jacksonville. I know that's a lot of fans aren't happy about that, but it'd be Florida State and not Bill, and maybe something good can happen for Florida baseball because I think a lot of the pressure got to them this year, Bill, and maybe they can figure it out along the way.
Tell everybody how they can get the podcast Gators Breakdown.
Everybody can get Gators Breakdown at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown, YouTube version as well, all the podcast versions out there as well. Bill, Gene Chizik, I had him on, interviewed him yesterday, so he'll be on the podcast this week. It'll be released later today for the public out there, but really good talk with Gene Chizik, Bill. A lot of people don't know. He graduated and played football at Florida in the early 80s. So, it was really good to get his take on Florida and his time there as well.
See you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
Gator Dave on Tuesday's Griff a little bit later. We'll check in with us hour number 3. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
They're doing some what they're calling emergency road repair here on 24 eastbound. Once you come past the Sullivan Evans Bridge getting onto I-40, again, that's I-24 eastbound, running a little slow across the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Traffic's really busy now as we check it out live on 40 eastbound, coming past 840 up through Kingston Springs. Not sure if an accident just occurred there or everybody got there at the same time. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 or go online to TrueFriendsMovingCompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown. Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
About the teams, college football, that have the advantages, right? You're located geographically in an ideal area. You have recruiting. You have resources, meaning money. Resources means money. You have support. You have facilities. You have everything. How does Florida struggle on the offensive line? To a certain extent, right? For years and years and years. How does that happen? What in the state of Florida are you missing if you are the state you? What is it you're not able to come to grips with? What is it you're not able to fix when you have a problem that continues to fester every year for X number of years? It's interesting, right? And you see it. I mean, the reason why we discuss this kind of stuff, number one, it's interesting, and number two, it's an education. You learn from this. We can go through any school. I mean, why does Michigan, year after, probably since, again, I'm going to pull a name out of that, Chad Henne, which we're going back 15 years, Chad Henne, Michael Hart together. But why did they, at the quarterback position, year after year after year, struggle? Now, don't say, Bill, where did Tom Brady play? I'm talking about the last, let's just say, 15 years. Why the struggle there? You're Michigan. You should have a good quarterback most every year you field a football team. This last year, you really didn't even field a football team, frankly. And you didn't even play the Ohio State game, which is an embarrassment, to say the least. Why the struggle, though, at quarterback? Why is Tennessee, for the last 20 years plus, mostly mediocre in football? There's a million of those questions. We can. Why does Texas not live up to their money and their resources and their geographic location? Why does Texas hardly ever live up to what everybody says they ought to be? Oh, Texas, this next guy. Oh, my God. They're going to win huge. Never happens. Never happens. Yeah, I mean, oh, my God, Texas win about 10 natties in a row there, Bill. Well, show me one. Okay, 05, Vince Young. I mean, we can point one or two out. Augie Garrido won a natty or two in baseball there. But all the talk about how good they ought to be every year, and most every year, they're not as good as what they quote, wink, wink, air quotes now, what they ought to be. It's a fun study. No, it really is. I was thinking about this yesterday. All right, now this is this is off the beaten path. I don't know if I've told you this story or not. It's not really even a story. I had a coach tell me, speaking, you know, on Mondays, Crazy Charlie will play the audio clips, and sometimes you'll have the Bear Bryant clip. Have you called your mama today? And he says, I sure wish I could. And that's from an old, South Central Bell commercial way back, decades back. And Crazy Charlie will play that among other clips coming in or out of breaks. And I don't know why this hit me yesterday, but this is funny. And you know, there's a lot of stories about Bear Bryant. Seems like anybody and everybody's got a Bear Bryant story. Now, again, I'm not fortunate enough to ever meet the Bear. Never met him. I got into this business several years after he passed away in the early 80s. So I never met him accidentally as a fan. I never interviewed him as a radio dude or whatever. Unfortunately for me. Wish I had a good Bear Bryant story for you. Yeah, I was here and I met the Bear, and you wouldn't believe how I have no stories like that personally because I never met him. Now, I do know that I was in his presence at a ball game or two, but again, that's a crowd of 80, 90,000 people at a game, so doesn't make it very unique, right? Anyways, I was told, this is really funny. At least it's funny to me. And no, this is not the, he's at Kentucky, it's the early 50s, they have a banquet, and he gets a Mickey Mouse watch, and Adolph Rupp gets a Cadillac. No, that's, even though I want that story to be true, this is not that story. Had a coach tell me, probably early years when I was in this business, late 80s, Bear Bryant had a saying. Now, I never read or have seen anybody else mention this. So this is supposedly, allegedly. It does kind of sound like Bear, though. You know, Bear, there's a lot of stories about Bear. Bear, whether it's the boozing, whether it's some of the gambling, whatever it might be. A lot of stories about Bear that aren't all that attractive, although he is, other than Nick Saban, the greatest college football coach ever. Bear Bryant. Legendary name, the Bear. Can't get more legendary than having the name as a college football coach in history, the Bear. It gets no more legendary than that. Apparently, according to this coach who was telling me this years ago, the Bear had a saying. Now, there's a really bad word in this saying. I'm not obviously going to say the bad word. I'm going to give you the initial. But here's the thing. If you are in your car right now, or you're with your kids, and you don't want them to hear a bad word, then you've got about a couple seconds to change the channel. find a gospel station or something that won't embarrass you and the kids. Because I gotta at least infer a bad word here. And even though I'm not gonna say the word, the reference will be pretty obvious. Okay, so even though I'm not saying it, what it means, even the kids probably will know. I know I was in elementary school there in the late 60s, early 70s, and I was at a Catholic school that was incredibly strict. We had to wear a coat and tie every day, and you couldn't wear tennis shoes either. And in first grade, we do all the bad words. And you were punished if anybody was ever heard using a bad word with a paddle, and your parents didn't save you either. So what I'm saying is the kids know all the bad words too. Even though we don't want them to, they do. So, all right, you've been warned. Been warned. The bear had a saying. And here's what the saying was. And apparently he used this from time to time. You can either F word, okay, can't say the word, but I can say F word. You can either F word, you can either fight, or you can hold the light. And then the bear would say, and I ain't never held the light. Now, again, I was told that was one of his favorite sayings. You can either F word, you can either fight, or you can hold the light. And I ain't never held the light. I'm not sure what that means. Well, I know what the first two mean. I know the first two sentences, obviously, that's self-explanatory. But hold the light, I'm not sure. Is that a metaphor for something? Or I was thinking, have I ever told that story? I'm surprised I hadn't told you that story before. Now here's when this hit me yesterday, I don't know why, but it's like I've told you, my day, people ask me all the time, Bill, how many hours do you have to put in? I mean, what kind of preparation? I said, none. It just happens organically. I don't sit down and say, okay, these next 2 hours, you better start concentrating. We got the show coming up. I don't have to try. It just comes to me naturally. I'm studying, but I don't even know I'm studying. I'm driving around yesterday from the grocery store. I'm coming back home, picking up some, Mama sent me out for some tortilla chips. The kids wanted it with their soup that she made. She made a big old vat of some delicious soup. And tortilla soup. Yeah, tortilla soup, which is so good. Oh, my gosh. And she said, we don't have any here in the pantry. The tortilla chips are dwindling, so would you go to the store, pick up some stuff, pick up those chips? We need several big, get the big old bags. Bring them home. So I was coming back, and that story hit me. I'm just driving down through some neighborhood, and that story jumps in my brain. The bear used to say you can either F word, you can either fight, or you can hold the light. And I ain't never held the light. Now, I believe Bear when he says I ain't never held the light. The other two, I get. Again, I don't know that I've ever told you that story. Ever? Brandon, Gator Brandon, how about this now? Gator Brandon says, my uncle uses that exact saying sometimes. I'd never heard in my entire life. Now not until the coach, who will stay anonymous, told me, Bill, Bear had this saying that he would use. You can either F word, you can either fight, or you can hold the light. And I ain't never held the light. The last part I still don't understand. What does that mean? I mean, what's it referring to? I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. But it is, I find Bear Bryant stories, Bear Bryant folklore. What's the restaurant down there everybody goes to that Bear loved down in the kind of the suburban, is it the Starlight or whatever, went in there, and those old guys that used to serve Bear when he would have his own booth and all that, they sat there when we were down there that time and talked to me about Bear and his stories, and he'd go in there and he'd order his whiskey, and the TV in the booth was just for him. And Monday nights, he would demand it would be on Monday Night Football. They would tell me all these stories. I mean, hour after hour of Bear Bryant stories that are just, I find very interesting. Again, I never met him. I wish I could tell you, here's the time that I met Bear and we sat down and talked. That never happened. Again, very unfortunate for me. Never happened. 614 Rob, which is up in Ohio, says, Bill, this clown governor, he's talking about the governor of Ohio, wanders around the state watching people get vaccinated, apparently with nothing else to do. He posts these photos daily. And it's Governor Mike DeWine says, Fran and I, is that his wife, we're in Steubenville this morning, where we stopped by the Jefferson County Health District's vaccination clinic at the Fort Steuben Mall. We visited a Walgreens on Sunset Boulevard where they're accepting walk-ins today. Hashtag in this together, Ohio. If you haven't figured this out yet, this coronavirus, what's the word? I'm searching for a word and it's not dialing up. This whole coronavirus thing, I think you've learned by now, hopefully. They, meaning leadership, some leadership, they don't want it to go away. You understand that, right? This is about power and control and herding you like cattle. And the thing about it is, think about this, they've got a lot of willing accomplices. They've got the media, they've got big tech, they've got a lot of the politicians. And you think we're about to get to some day where they actually announce, you know what, this thing is dissipated, it's still dangerous if you get it, but everybody just go about your business. Just they don't want that day to get here, okay? I hope that's obvious to you, because that's where we're at. It's going to be, okay, the numbers are going down. Oh, no, 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 no. A couple weeks later, they're going back up. Uh-oh. Wear a couple of masks. Oh, the vaccine really doesn't, you still ought to wear masks. Don't go in populated areas either. But get the get a couple of vaccines. I hope you understand what's going on here. A little later, Griff will be with us, checking in from down in Georgia, the beautiful red clay state of Georgia. That's a little later, hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning there. We're clearing the wreck a few minutes ago westbound on Vietnam Vets up through Hendersonville. Had traffic a little bit slower than normal coming in through that section of Sumner County. They're working a wreck also on 40 eastbound in Kingston Springs. It's had traffic slower than normal for all that traffic flow coming in from Dixon County. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, high 75. Tonight, cloudy skies, lows near 50. Wednesday, cloudy, high 67. Sunny on Thursday, highs near 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio WNSR.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
I'm getting a lot of people tweeting me, telling me what that means, what the Bears phrasing meant. You can either F-word, you can either fight, or you can hold the light. And Bear would say, and I ain't never been the one to hold the light. So here we go. Rob in the 210 says, Bill, to put Bear's philosophy into perspective, Cosby, Cattleman, does the F word. Armageddon is the one who gets into the fight, and Jeff in the Burrow holds the light. That's a pretty good, I like that. That's a good translation. Donnie, checking in this morning, I believe down in Georgia, but Donnie, you can correct me, says, Bill, hold the light means the person holds the light while the others do all the work. Yeah, it's a metaphor for something like that, isn't it? That makes sense. Chris, who lives down in Alabama but is a driver, so he is literally all over America, says, Bill, the Bears making reference to someone waffling back and forth, getting on with it. Stop from hawing. You need to either bleep or get off the pot. My dad used to make this reference all the time. So I'm getting a lot of translations. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Bear was trying to make a point there. I will reiterate. I know I've said it too many times this morning, but I wish I had some personal experience with the Bear. From the bear forward, I've probably met, well, I never met Woody Hayes, no. Wish I could tell you I did. Woody was fired and out well before I got in this business. Early 80s too for him. Woody Hayes deal, the Clemson game was 78, right? So I was still in high school. So, yeah, there's a bunch of these guys. Never met Bud Wilkinson. Would love to tell you I did. Never met any of the – who of the Notre Dame coaches? I've met Charlie Weiss. That's probably not anything you'd care about. I've met, obviously, Brian Kelly. I'm one of the guys that likes Brian Kelly. I know a lot of folks. Oh, my God, Bill. I've always had a good experience with him. Charlie Weiss, not so much. Any of the other, I don't know that I've met any of the other Notre Dame coaches. I'd say all the Notre Dame coaches, I've actually met Ray Perkins, but I wasn't in the building, in the business. He came to town shortly after he got the job. He's the guy that they hired after Bear retired and then passed away pretty quick. And he came to Brentwood to speak at Maryland Farms Country Club. And my dad got us tickets, me and him, and we went over there and listened to Ray Perkins speak. I don't remember. It was just an Alabama kind of get-together, and just for whatever reason, he said, you want to go? It's kind of surprising because growing up, sports was never a thing for my mom or dad. When it came to, pull for this team or here's where, no, there was none of that. There was no influence into what I'm doing or sports, going to games or tailgating, none of that. No, none of it. I can't remember that we ever went to maybe a high school game where we had some relatives playing when I was a little kid. But college games, there's never. It's never even a thought. But, yeah, I saw Ray Perkins, met him. So I've probably met most of the Alabama coaches. I didn't meet Bill Curry when he was there. I met him later when he was at Kentucky. Yeah, I went to a practice there, and he wanted to make sure I wasn't, like, hiding some taping equipment. Bill Curry, I'm not kidding. This is many years ago. Says, Bill, you're not disguising some kind of microphone there, are you? I said, what? Why would I come to a Kentucky practice hiding some kind of taping device, and why would anybody in the audience even give a rip, even if I were thinking about something that idiotic? I was at Kentucky practice the other day. Here's the audio I stole. I didn't even know I had it on me. Why would that be a thing? I don't know. But, yeah, no personal Bear Bryant stories for me. Wish I had them. A lot of people telling me about stories, but no personal stories about the infamous, other than St. Nicky, most famous college football coach, best coach, E-word ever. Griff will be with us a little bit later. Never met Wally Butts. Wasn't around doing this then. Met Vince Dooley several times. On elevators, every time I would go to Sandestin for the meetings, it seems like I'd be on an elevator with Vince. Yeah, met Vince and all the... Oh, knew Ray Goff really well. Remember, Ray Goff got fired that day and his mom called me. Yeah, Ray's mom called me the day he got fired. Right after his mom called me, Ray called me. Jim Donnan, all those guys. Yeah, all those guys. Johnny Vaught, you know, I actually met him, but he retired. It came back briefly in the early 70s. But I met him in Tunica many, many years after he'd retired. Many, many years. So I've met him, yeah. the great Johnny Bone. G-word for him, too. All right, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They were clearing the wreck a few minutes ago westbound on Vietnam Vets up through Hendersonville. Had traffic a little bit slower than normal coming in through that section of Sumner County. They're working a wreck also on 40 eastbound in Kingston Springs. It's had traffic slower than normal for all that traffic flow coming in from Dixon County. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Before you move in and start making a lifetime of memories, there's something you should remember. The value of working with a realtor. A realtor is more than an expert in the field who abides by a code of ethics. A realtor is your neighbor and your ally. Someone who puts your agenda ahead of theirs. Someone who understands your dreams and has the expertise to make them a reality. Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor and the doors we open together. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Napa know-how.
Get a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/21.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on. Who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Yeah, the market was a little down earlier, but right now it's kind of flat. S&P slightly green pre-market. Now, here was the news. The CDC and FDA recommend a pause in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine over six rare blood clotting cases. Apparently six women. Rare cases of blood clots around 2 weeks after the one-shot vaccine was given. So a couple of weeks later, And that spooked the market early. But again, you never know. Sometimes the news affects the market. Sometimes the market just says, eh, whatever. And this morning, at least early, it's kind of shoved that aside a little bit. Yeah, early on I was looking, I said, whoa, this, we because the S&P has been moving either slightly up or significantly up here for, well, better part of a year, for that matter. Remember, it got down around 18K. Now it's well over double that. It's over 40. And that's with everybody, again, the media, y'all, telling you this is a recession, this is a disaster, this is an economic landslide. That's what you were hearing the whole time. Bama Mark checking in. Also, Marty down there in Jacksonville. Now, Marty is, as you know, a few weeks ago told us he'd been in the hospital down in Jacksonville. He took the second vaccine. And his arm swelled up, and he got to the hospital, and they kept him there for about 72 hours. And there was early on, he was said he was a little worried about losing his arm. Now, again, I'm not saying that's a common after effect from the vaccine, but apparently the ones where you have to take the two, the second one is the howitzer. That's the doozy, right? That's the one that... That's the one where the people feel kind of crappy for a little while. And in Marty's case, it got worse than that. But he's good now. Good to hear that Marty's doing a lot better. Back to work and all that. Just re-upped. He told us the other day, just re-upped his Florida State season tickets. He's been holding for many, many years. Bama Mark. Bill, here's one for you. This just makes no sense. And it's a picture of... people, I guess, at an airport, and they're in line to get checked in, and they're all 6 feet apart. And then 30 minutes later, it's these same people in an airplane, shoulder to shoulder. And he says, Bill, this makes absolutely no sense, which is true. It's true. I don't, the way they've got people hypnotized somehow or in a trance or herded up or whatever is amazing. You play sports and you run into each other and you tackle each other, but after the game you can't, you don't need to mingle, right? Baseball, you can't greet each other anymore. Basketball, after the game, the two teams don't you know, walk by each other and exchange pleasantries. No. Stay apart. We've been exchanging sweat and everything else, but after the game, don't do it. Don't you do it. Virus might hop up on you. Don't do it. It's amazing. You know, here's the thing about it, folks. Those that are so... power hungry, that are like a puppeteer, right? Here, people are allowing them to do this. I mean, people are allowed to take common sense and throw it out the window, and people cooperate. It's amazing. Now, here's the good fortune for me. You know, you see on Twitter all these things where somebody's in a store and maybe somebody doesn't have a mask and everybody, there's a big fight over it and people just are triggered. The woke are just triggered over it. I have yet to witness that. I know what happens from place to place, but I have not seen anything like that. Now, again, I'm not out all that much. I go to the grocery store. I go to get stuff, you know, supplies or whatever, go to Lowe's or something, but I'm not out a lot. I don't need to be out a lot. I don't, everything I need is right here, but I haven't seen anything like that. And I've started noticing last few weeks, I used to not even notice who's wearing a mask or who's not, just didn't notice. And I'm noticing now more, and I'd say where I'm at in Wilco, I'd say it's about 60-40 people with mask. Two people not wearing a mask. I'd say it's about 60-40. You still see it a lot. And you know what? That's their choice. I've got no issue there at all. But it's just the ability for the power structure to just herd people left and right just never ceases to amaze me. And if you think this is going away, it should. It's never going to go away. They don't want it to go away. Josh says, Bill, I get my second shot April the 28th. You know what? They do say that people now, is it the devil's lettuce and tobacco? But there was some science that say the people who smoke, there's something that protects you. Now, again, it's not good for you overall, but Josh, you'll be okay. Here's another one. All the homeless people, right, living together and obviously not wearing masks or anything. You hear any problems with them? Supposedly not when it comes to the virus. Supposedly not at all. Where's the science there? Griff will be with us here in a little bit. That's right. Griff will check in about 20 minutes into hour number 3 on this Tuesday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.